Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say good morning to you and welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I thank God that we get to celebrate on this weekend of Independence Day. Amen. And I think it's a great time for us to look back and remember our history and be proud of the fact that the Declaration of Independence was made that we could become a nation. Amen. And I thank God that when I think about it, the number one thing that was on the list was the right to freely worship our God. Amen. And I want you to know something, that I think it's great that we get to celebrate the Day of Independence as a nation. But also, I think that for you as an individual, you ought to celebrate your Day of Independence, which happened when you decided to declare Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. I want you to know, a day that you broke out into the liberty and getting free from the wickedness of the oppression of the enemy and being able to establish yourself on the freedom and the faith and the goodness of God. Amen? So we get to just celebrate this morning and get to be together, and we're just going to rejoice in the goodness of God and just celebrate with worship and just a declaration of God's greatness today. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You ready to worship with us? We're going to take you a little old school starting off. There's just something that's in my heart, something that was on Linda's heart, and we weren't even together and we talked about it. This song, even though it's old school, listen, your freedom can't be taken from you. Jesus is your freedom. And Jesus ain't going nowhere, amen? Amen. We're going to declare some things over you today and make some declarations in Jesus' name.
And I declare freedom from the chains that bind your children. Freedom from the chains that bind our praise from you. Freedom from the chains, from the enemy. Freedom. I declare freedom from the chains that bind your children. Freedom from the chains.
Yeah.
victory will over me. I hear a song, I hear a song.
He didn't put all the greats in the Bible here. He didn't put Peter here. Didn't put John here. Elijah's not here. It's you. You're the great. That's for this generation. You are God's best for this generation. You are the army that he hand-selected and hand-chose to be here now. What kind of army are we? I want us to think about this for a minute. The Bible says that he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. I thought about this a lot over the last couple days. I'm getting a spot remover and I'm getting an iron out. I'm applying it. And it's called the Word of God. And I'm ironing some places. Because I want to be a warrior in his army that does everything he asked me to do, that talks to everybody that he needs me to talk to, that loves every person that he needs me to love, because his creation is dying out there and hell is enlarging daily. Why? Because it was never meant for any of us to go there. And whenever somebody dies and they're going to hell, it has to enlarge to let them in. I'm tired of it enlarging. We as his army need to rise up and be who he's called us to be. Amen? We need to take everything he's given us, all power and all authority. What more do you need? Think about that. What hasn't he given us? All power, all authority, greater works than Jesus did, because he goes and sits at the right hand of the Father on our behalf. What is it? If he's given all for you, what chain did he not break out of your life? He would say, there's not one that I didn't destroy on the cross. There's not one that I didn't destroy when I came back. What are you holding on to? What do you think is not good enough in you? What do you allow the enemy to come in with a lie and create in us this place where we are not good enough? We are not this, or we're not that, or our failures overrun, or what we haven't done overruns, or what we think we can't do overruns. Listen, he didn't call you to do everything. He called you. He's going to equip you. You just have to be obedient to run. And in the process, wasn't there a prophet that ran faster than a chariot? Got to the place before the chariot.
that was being pulled by horses ran faster than that and didn't grow tired, didn't grow weary. Why? Because he didn't go on his own strength. He went on the power of the Lord and the strength of the Lord. We've been facing battles after battle after battle. You are a soldier. Get up, wrap that wound up in the word, and keep walking. He has given us every victory. There's nothing he hasn't provided. There's nothing he hasn't done. There's nothing he hasn't gone before us and made a way for. Doesn't matter what you face. Doesn't matter what it may look like right in front of your face. It may be a mountain facing you. He said, I just said, speak to the mountain and it'll move. If you have faith, sorry, babe, but if you have faith as a mustard seed, all you got to do is speak. And that mountain will move out of your way. Let's rise up, army. You are God's chosen. You are God's best. Quit allowing the enemy to come in and get our eyes on the darkness instead of on the light of what he brought us out of. Amen? Remind yourself if you need to. Listen, the world will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. Amen? Whenever I'm down, we sing that one song. And it talks about how he's brought me the ashes, out of the ash, God that saves. And I'm reminded every time I watch God bring me up out of the grave that I was in. I'm reminded when we sing that rattle song, and it says, speak to the dry bones. And it talks about, I'm reminded how he lifted me up. I'm reminded how he spoke over me and he breathed life into me. And I'm no longer that person that I was, but I'm still not the person I need to be. So it's time to get spot remover out, the iron, and get this person to be the church that God created me to be. We all need to be the church God created us to be. There's a seriousness coming. There's seriousness here. It's always been serious. But what's going on out there shouldn't frighten you. Mm-mm. You've got the authority and the power over everything of the enemy. Amen? Let's start using it.
With the army rising up. Chain. We're the army rising.
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain.
I just keep hearing it inside of me. He wants you to name that chain this morning that you need broken, or that you think he hasn't broken, but he has. He wants you to name it this morning. Name that, and then I want you to name the name of Jesus, the name that's above everything. So just take a few minutes and identify that chain, and then we're going to sing Jesus.
Doubt and unbelief right now, Father, we take authority over it. Depression, Lord, we take authority over it. Thinking we're not enough, we take authority over it. Shame, we take authority over it right now. Anger fits, we take authority over it right now. Emotional control of people, we take authority over it right now, Father God. Father, we just take authority over wrong doctrine in Jesus' name. If there be anything in us that we have learned through the years that is not of you, take it out of us, Lord God. Take it out of us, Lord God. Our salvation is not in how we look. Our holiness is not in the clothes we wear. It rests and lies in you, in living your word. Take every thought out of us that didn't come from your word, but came from generational stuff. Came from traditions of men. Remove it. Remove it from us in Jesus' name. Remove it. Remove it in Jesus' name. Let nothing stand in our sight of you, Father God. Let nothing blind us or block us. Father, there are some of us that have even had pharisaical views. It's black and it's white. You know I'm talking about me too. Lord, remove. Remove it all. Let us love. Let us see your word. Let us walk your word. Let us live your word. Father, let us be your hands and feet. Hallelujah. 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 A haughty and mighty attitude in Jesus' name. A haughty spirit I come against right now. Break it. Pride, break it. Break it, Father. Break it in Jesus' name. Don't let it keep us from your kingdom. Wanting our way over your way, Lord God, thinking we know what's best before you. Break it off of us, Father God. Break a mindset that is not of you off of us in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord God. Open our eyes. Don't let us walk in darkness in any area of our life, Father God. Break it off. Break it off. Break it off.
doubt and unbelief, break it off. Sickness and disease, break it off. Break it off. Demonic oppression, break it off. Break it off. Break it off. Break it off in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give not one foot in Egypt to the enemy. We leave not one foot behind. The world needs to come out of our world because we are kingdom minded. Our focus is the kingdom of heaven and what you have us here for. We don't mind the things of this world. We don't keep our eyes on the things of this world, but we keep our eyes on the kingdom things, the things that you would have us to do. The things that have been drawing our attention off of you, the things that have captured our attention, break it off. Break it off. Break it off, Jesus. Break it off. A church that has become numb to your correction, break it off. Break it off. A people that think that we know everything, Lord, break it off of us. We are not know-it-alls. You know it all. Break it off of us. And a church that doesn't understand the authority and the power that they have, break that mindset off in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. No, hallelujah.
What?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen.
Oh, a praise lying God. Spirit, break it off.
Hallelujah. A lying spirit, break it off.
Break it off.
Amen. Hallelujah. Off. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, there Hallelujah. Are mental diseases that people go through, mm-hmm. and I yes. just call it to be broken off.
Amen.
In praise Jesus' God. Name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. We thank you that right now you're breaking us free from all limitations, Father. Lord, you're just breaking chains, God. Emotional discouragement, God. Or God, we break that in the name yes. of Jesus, God. God, a wrong self-identification, we break that off of people. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Father. Lord, anything that was limited them. Confusion, we break confusion.
In Jesus' name, and who you are, and who
Amen.
God's created you to be.
Praise God.
We break hallelujah. It off in hallelujah. Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we are excited.
This is a good morning to say, I feel yeah. broken.
Ah, amen. Amen.
I feel some things broke off. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be back.
Yes, it's exciting. Amen. We went away for a little vacation rendezvous there. Hallelujah. Had a great time. But as is always, we missed you guys and we're excited to be back here today.
I went to hide. That's what I went to do.
Oh my.
I'll be honest with you. I went to hide. I hit a birthday year this year that just was not good. I was not in the best mind frame. Phil couldn't do anything right Tuesday morning at Amen. All
Woo.
Until probably about after my nap.
Yeah, except maybe. For praying. That's about all I could do. Walk on pins and needles and pray.
It was a bad day. It was a bad yeah. day. But we got through it.
Oh, yes.
I'm still here.
It was still a great day being with you, baby.
Amen. Man, you know, I said all I wanted to do. I've said it for, I don't ask me why I know I like this. I just do. But I don't like it for the same reason kids like it. We found that out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I love to be in a lazy river and just float. It's such a peaceful Amen. Thing for me. It's just get lost up in prayer, lost up in the thoughts of God, Amen. And talking to God. That's just what I do when there's not a bunch of screaming kids around in a lazy river that's jumping out of their tubes and bumping into you. And bless their hearts. They're not there for the same reason I'm there.
Amen.
They're there to have fun. I'm Amen. There to relax. Amen. It didn't. Yeah. Amen. But it was still fun. We still yeah. got to kind of chill and roll around and
mm-hmm. we enjoyed that time.
Go sleep off that day a little bit and
Amen.
Come back. And did anybody have a hard time hitting 50? Angel, I don't even want to hear you.
Amen.
Next year, we'll talk next year. Don't even.
Amen.
Linda said, I love you, Linda.
I said, anybody relate? Like 30 and 50 is horrible for me. 50 more than 30. She said, yeah, I had a hard time with 35. I said, Linda, you're not who I'm looking for support from right now. You are not. You're still in your 30s.
God, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Amen.
But God is good. And you know, he is really good because when I was younger, before I was saved, and when I was just angry and lost in sin and all that crazy stuff and just a mean, angry person, I always said I wouldn't live to 40. I won't live past 40. That's what I always said. I won't live past 40. So God said, yes, you will, child.
Yep. And I definitely would pray, and we weren't really even saved then.
Amen. So I can't imagine what 100's going to be like. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be good, baby. It's going to be good. You are young and vibrant.
We'll find you a You're, swimming.
Yeah.
Yes. I did get to do a bonfire.
Amen.
On my birthday. I like that too, because about the fire is just peaceful to me
like
too.
Yes.
Yeah, so I did get to do a couple things I liked.
That was a highlight of the trip.
But Phil just walked on pins. Poor Phil.
Amen.
It was just a moment.
It was still good and beautiful today.
It was not.
As long as I got to be.
It was not. Like, he woke up late because he needed his rest, which is another reason why we went, so that we could rest. And we did a lot of resting.
Mm-hmm.
We got rested up.
Yep,
we did. And so I was mad at him for sleeping in because I wanted to get to the lazy river. And I wasn't doing it by myself. So I was mad at him for sleeping in because then we didn't get groceries the night before. So that meant we had to go get some breakfast. So that meant it pushed my lazy river back.
Ooh.
So then we went and these restaurants are packed. Like, you can't. It's an hour wait, and everywhere you go, I'm like, I'm not waiting an hour. You just,
just
a taste of where I was at that morning.
Amen.
Lord, forgive me.
Yeah, no,
I'm sorry, babe.
It's good.
No, it was not. And so then we went somewhere else, and they said, it'll be like a 20, 22-minute wait. Is that good? I said, no, it's not. And I just walked. She went, I said, I better get out of here.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I wasn't controlling myself very well.
Amen.
Amen. But Lord, thank you for grace
Amen.
And mercy.
He gave you grace and
mercy. I'm telling you, emotions were on overload that day.
Hallelujah.
And I wasn't controlling
praise
them
the
very
the
well.
Lord.
But I'm better now.
Yes.
We're beyond wonderful. It. We forget about it. We just move on. Now I'm never turning another number as long as I live again.
Amen.
Don't ever tell me happy birthday again. Don't ever. No. I don't want to have other cakes.
You can tell me happy birthday. Just remember that I've hit 25 and that's it. Woo.
There you go. Amen. So we went to the building this morning because
it
had been
exciting.
So long.
Yeah.
He laughed at me. I said, Phil, we got to go. It's been so long since I've been to the building. We got to go. It had been a week and a day.
But I
wanted to go
great.
See it. There's lights up in the sanctuary. They literally have lights hanging. They're not on yet, but they're hanging.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fixtures and the conduit and stuff that need to be there for the lights in the foyer are there.
Amen.
And I think they're waiting for three of the lights to get in. So we need to pray those get in quickly.
Those rush in here.
All the fire alarm stuff in the building is done. We just need to get an inspection.
What
we did, I think we're hooked up now to the company we need to be hooked up to. We need to get an inspection for that, and that'll be good. So, like,
God is moving.
You know how you run. Anybody run long distance ever? Like, I didn't really run long distance. Yeah. I hated it. But I've seen, like what's that country? What's that?
The marathon.
Cross country. Or marathons, where they're running, and there's nothing for hours.
A long time.
You can turn it back, and there's still nothing. But there comes a time where you turn it back, and all of a sudden, you see that finish line.
Woo.
We've been running this for a while.
Amen.
And I'm starting to see the finish line. Amen. Woo!
Yeah, now we still don't have a date yet because here's why. Remember, we had October of last year as our first target date, and here we are, August of this year. Amen. So we're trying to actually get them to really get us located on
a date
that's factual and real. So hopefully coming up here in the next week or two, we will be able to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And the other thing we're doing is that we're not having our normal VBS. You know, we take a week and have vacation Bible school, but we're not going to do that because right now, again, we don't know what the transition is. But as soon as we get into our building, then we'll wait a little bit and we'll
plan a mini VBS
where we have a couple action-packed days filled with all kinds of activity.
Candy
filled. Yeah, amen. We're definitely going to have a sugar download a couple days. Praise God. Hallelujah.
As long as you don't put them in my lazy river. Jared wants you to keep going so you can add to his budget.
Yeah. I was about to say, Jared's loving that. The more we talk, the more he'll want to expand the vision.
Cutting your budget. We're going from a week to 2 days. You don't get no big budget.
No, we are definitely.
Listen, you just have to know.
Budget up and
these people have been, like Phil, especially. Regina, yeah. We can't not do nothing.
Exactly. I keep telling her that the idea of building is so that we grow. It's not that we can just stop doing everything. We still have to do things and release our faith.
Amen. And we did. And we did. For those of you who remind me every year, nobody reminded me this year, but I bet you that it was coming. That we did give our
sowed
promised
into the
seed over to the ball field. So that was sent out.
Hallelujah.
So we did that. We didn't forget that. One year we forgot until like September, October.
Yeah,
felt so bad. And I have it written on my calendar every June. Check, check, check. Donation so that we never forget.
We sow into our neighbors at the ball field there, and just it's a blessing, and God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. That's about everything. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we are always excited about the time we get to worship God. Amen. And praise and worship is certainly a time that we get to worship God. But I want you to understand something. We are worshipers in every area of our life. Amen. And I want you to know, far beyond just lifting our hands to worship God, our worship should go beyond those things. And in all areas of our life, we get a chance to worship. So one area that we like to worship in is in tithes and offerings. Amen. I want you to know that when you release your tithes and offerings, it's a time where you're extending your worship towards God, right? Because the Bible says, have no other God before him and have no idols before him. Amen? Oh, man, I forgot to release the children. So why don't we release the children and let them go? The children. I forgot about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Boy, they are getting to go to church. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when we talk about worship, you know, the Bible says that we cannot have two masters. Amen. The Bible says you cannot worship mammon and God. And so one thing that we do to declare our worship to God is we make sure that in the areas of finances, we open our hearts up and we are givers and tithers so that we can leave room for God's supernatural. Amen?
Amen.
I want to make sure that when we give our offerings, we recognize that it is a time where we're saying, God, we trust you in the most intimate, delicate areas of our life. And here, God, we're putting it out there that we're not leaning into our own abilities. We're not just leaning into, and thank God for the jobs and the vocations that we do, because God has granted us those. Those are part of what he gifts us for. But thank God that we are not just believing that that's our resource and our provision, but we know that God is our provision. Amen? And we know that he is providing for us every day when he orders our steps, and that daily the provision of the Lord is in our life. Amen? So we're just thankful this morning. And God, we just pray, Father. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, as we worship you in this area, God, I thank you that in the book of Exodus, the Bible says, everyone who the Lord stirred their spirit and made them willing, released and gave, God. And Father, I thank you that you are stirring our spirit this morning, and we are worshiping you in this area, and we're just declaring that you are who we trust in, Father. Lord, we thank you for the vocations we have, but we know that our provision, God, and I thank you that the word says that you meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and that you know what we have need of, God, even before we understand what we have need of. And Father, I just thank you for your blessing in this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the front.
Faithful forever. Faithful.
Hallelujah. You know, one thing that I'm excited about is that before too long, we'll be worshiping as one service and one family again. Amen? And it's been a little time since we've been able to do that. And I thank God that each one of us has got to be willing to understand that in this house that we've been in for these years, we've established ourselves as a family of faith. Amen? And I'm excited about the fact that we're going to move to a facility that has more room. So there might be more distance between you and people that you are used to sitting by. And we're going to make that gap up because we're going to cross that room and welcome everybody and still be a family. But we are making room for God to grow us and develop those people who need to come in and experience what you've experienced. Amen? Because I will tell you what, I thank God that we have a solid foundation in Him, but I'm also looking forward to the fact that there are people who are in need of Jesus. Amen? And thank God that He's trusting us. I believe that part of Him granting us this new facility and this new opportunity is because God is trusting you as a body of Christ to love others. Amen? And I tell you what, I believe that God is telling each of us that God believes that we are a safe place, a safe house, a house of love, and a house that's open for other people. Amen? And I thank God for that. And I'm telling you that I've had more and more people tell me about how they love the warmth and the reception that they receive and how people say hello to them and we're praying for you and that people really do join themselves with our faith. Amen? And this morning, that's what I want to talk about for just a few minutes is our faith. Amen? Wow, that's an exciting, new, amazing topic, isn't it? Our faith. Woo! Wow. Praise God. An unusual topic, a great discussion to talk about our faith. But I want you to know that I believe that people have been in seasons of being discouraged, seasons of being challenged, seasons of feeling alone, seasons of questions. I'm telling you that this is a time for you to earmark your life with a looking up towards God and knowing that the door is about to change in your favor and in your direction. Yes. I want to remind each and every one of us that the Lord Himself said that the sower sows the word, but immediately when the word's released, the enemy comes to try to persecute and challenge that. Amen? He says the cares of this world and pressures and difficulties will come upon us and try to chase us down the minute we release our faith. And I got to tell you something, not just your faith to get saved, but every time you determine that you're going to move forward with God, every time you stir yourself up to believe for more and better and greater, and every time you say, I just want to go deeper with God, or I want to believe God in this area, and you start setting yourself, understand this challenge is going to be a part of the journey. But I just want to encourage you today that just within the last week or two, we looked at the scripture that said to remember and to be confident in this, that He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to finish that work and to the day of Jesus Christ. And what that lets us know is that, first of all, God did not expect us to be perfect in the arena of faith. He just expects you to give your best effort with a pure heart, and God is willing to meet you and help you, and He can handle the different things that come up in this journey called life. Amen? And I want each of us to understand something, that God set it in order that He was willing to start in our life and take us where we need to be. Amen? I want to remind each and every one of us that Jeremiah 29:11, do you know what it says? It says, I know the thoughts I have for you, saith the Lord. Good thoughts, not one evil thought. God does not have one evil negative thought about you in your life. Not one. God says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Good thoughts to bring you to an expected end or to an outcome of a hope in the future. And I want you to know something right now. God has never spoken against your destiny. Woo! The Lord has never spoken against who you are. The Lord has never spoken against your faith. In fact, I want you to know something, that God has been the one who declared over you that his thoughts towards you are good only. And I want you to know something, that sometimes we battle thoughts within ourselves. Sometimes we are negative. Sometimes we are concerned about if God loves us, if God cares for us, if God's with us. We're the ones who allow ourselves to go into these regions where we have these battles. But I want you to know something, that God wants you to live your life out of the arena of faith. Remember, the Lord himself says in his word, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And the very fact that God chose us when we were in the worst condition ever, he chose us when we opposed him, he chose us when we were out cussing, fussing, who knows what all we were involved in. But God looked upon us, and even when we were in an opposing position of him, even when we were fighting against the will of God for our own lives, even when we were in opposition of what God had for us, he chose to love us and provide for us. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that God so loved the world. And at one time, we were a part of that world, right? Remember, the Bible says that at one time, we were a part of the children of disobedience and rivaling and in opposition of God. But now that we are Christians, I want us to make sure that we are encouraged to know what our faith is a part of and what our faith can do. Amen? And I want you to know something, that God expected your faith to need to grow. Amen? I think it's powerful because even the disciples came to the Lord and said, Lord, increase our faith. And I just want to look at a few scriptures with you this morning. And we're going to start here in the book of Matthew chapter 13. And I want to go down to Matthew chapter 13. And we're going to look at verse 31. And it says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And I want you to know something. The powerful thing about a mustard seed is that if you really go and research, you'll find that a mustard seed is a very small thing. But that mustard seed being so small and finite, it can be produced into a tree that is so big, it's like, how did all of that ever come out of that mustard seed? But I want you to understand something, that this is an example of what your faith is like and what the kingdom of God is like in your life. I want you to know something, that from the moment you had faith to say, Lord, come and be my Lord and Savior, I want you to know something, that it's up to you to not limit or stop where God wants to take you to. I want you to know something. We need to be stirred to know that if God began something in us, he's faithful to finish it. Amen? And I want us to be a people that are not afraid to believe God for the impossible, for the miraculous, and even now to be stirred. And I want you to know something, that the challenge of our faith, remember the Bible says that it says, do not allow these afflictions, the light afflictions of the moment, to steal from us the glory of what God has for us. So what I want you to know something is that in your faith, you are not just going to have one challenge in your lifetime. You're not just going to have two challenges in your lifetime. I want you to be a people that understand that challenge is always going to be on one side, but if we will stir ourselves, faith is always there to combat what's ever trying to come against us. I want to remind us that the Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The very fact that it says no weapon formed against us lets us know that weapons are formed. And they are completed, Nate. And they are projected towards us. The issue is God intervenes and intercedes and stops them before they can accomplish, but they are going to come. And we need to be willing to understand that as Christians, you have a target on you where the enemy is going to fight against you. Amen. But you also can have a faith to know that your faith is enough. Praise the name of the Lord. See, I want you to be stirred within yourself to know that God saw your life. He knew who you were. And when he released the measure of faith, the faith that is in you is enough to accomplish the dreams, the purposes, and that God has for you. And I want you to understand something, that we have hundreds of examples in the Bible where people weren't always perfect in their faith. They might not look as strong as we thought they should be, but they were very strong. Think about this. The man that was a leper, he came to the Lord and he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole." See, his very statement speaks to us about the fact that that man had some challenges, that man had some fears, and that man had some doubts that he was trying to fight off. I want you to know something, that he was coming to the Lord with leprosy on him. He had the white sores, he had the hurts, the pain. He had the affliction of the pain of leprosy on him. And in the midst of all of that battles and in the midst of all of that circumstance and that real life experience of the pain of leprosy upon him, when he came to the Lord, he didn't say, "Hey, Lord, thus thou sayest, I believe." He said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole." And the thing is, in our faith, we would say, well, he should have never questioned. But the truth is, from where he was at least he brought his mustard seed of faith to the feet of Jesus and released it for him to do what he wanted to do in it. Amen? Remember in the Bible, there's a time where there was a widow woman, and think about this poor widow woman. She had the experience of losing her husband. And I tell you what, when death touches our life, whether we like it or not, it's an experience that can shake our faith. It's something we're not prepared for. It doesn't matter if it's a spouse or a mother or a brother or a sister. When that death comes, it's never something that we're sitting there saying, "Woo, I'm ready for this to happen." No, no, no. And this little widow woman said to a man of God, "Listen, I have just enough meal to make a cake for me and my son, and we're going to eat it and die." Amen? And remember that she said, "We're just going to eat this and die." But I want you to know something. The very fact that she released her faith and had enough hope to make the prophet a cake changed the whole situation. Amen? And I want you to know something, that there is room in our life for our humanity to not stop the Lord from blessing and moving on our behalf. Amen? I want to read another scripture to you in the book of Matthew chapter 17. But I just want to encourage you this morning to understand that your faith is enough. In fact, the Bible says that if you have faith as a mustard seed. In other words, I want you to know something. The Lord has made it possible that if you just have enough hope to put your trust in him, you will see him move on your behalf. Amen? And we're going to look here in Matthew chapter 17. And I believe I'm going to begin to read in verse 14. And it says, "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him.' Then Jesus answered and said, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Albeit, this kind cometh not out, but by prayer and fasting. And I just want to encourage you this morning, because oftentimes when we hear this story, we look at the fact that his disciples prayed and nothing happened. We also look at the fact that Jesus said and rebuked them about having faith and about unbelief. But what I want you to see here is that even in the midst of this, the thing I want to focus on is Jesus came. Woo! See, we can look at the fact that what was wrong with the disciples' faith, or how did they not accomplish this thing, but what I want you to focus on is that their involvement and what stirred them to even speak to this man's child and pray for him, it made enough room for Jesus to show up and finish what had been started. See, I want you to know something, that sometimes coming to the end of ourselves in the middle of a battle is right when we get to that point where we're really ready to see God. I want you to know something, that there's been oftentimes where we have been on journeys in life. Oftentimes we have tried to do something and the journey went a little longer than we thought, costed us more than we thought it was going to cost. And before you know it, we start questioning God in the midst of something. I want to remind you that when Lazarus died, remember when Jesus arrived on the scene to pray for him, everybody had already made their decision. Lord, if you had have been here yesterday, Lord, if you had have come in the time that I thought. See, sometimes we want to dot every I and cross every T from our perspective, but we have always got to leave room to just trust God. See, because by the time Jesus arrived on the scene for Lazarus, everybody there already had their hope diminished. But thank God that at the end of everyone there was the beginning of what Jesus could do. Amen? And he looked at each one of them. And he said, am I not the resurrection? And I'm just speaking to you today because I believe God wants you to look at your life, look at where you are, look at your highs, your lows, your disappointments, and you have some areas right now that we are considering like Lazarus, if God had have came and if God had have touched it. And what I'm telling you right now is that the Lord is telling me to stir our spirit, because he's still coming, he's still the God of life, and he is turning it around. Amen? And I want you to know something, that even Lazarus's closest people to him and even to Jesus said, if you had been here, Lord. Well, I tell you what, how about when the Lord arrives, you're ready for him to do even the impossible. Amen? Because I want you to know, God is still coming. He's answering and he's doing what you need him to do. Amen? You know, one thing I want to just remind us of is that sometimes our faith and our attitude might not be perfect, but it is still an avenue where God can move. Amen? Remember, I want to remind you that one time I thought of King David, and I was thinking about King David, and I said, God, how can King David be a man after your own heart? I mean, look, God, we see that he failed here, and we see that he did this, and we see Bathsheba, and we see these moments where King David clearly was not following you. How can he be a man after your own heart? And the Lord spoke to me and said, Philip, you're concentrating on the wrong thing. He said, you're not concentrating on the fact that when David found himself outside of my will and wrongfully positioned that he was willing to repent and ask me what he needed to do in that situation. Woo! I want to know that, I want you to know that the reason David was considered a man after God's own heart is because he was not afraid when he made a mistake or when he messed up or when life wasn't going the way he wanted it to. He was not afraid to stop and say, God, intervene. I need your help. I want to remind you that after Bathsheba, David washed himself, put his kingly clothes back on, and he said, listen, I can't change the decisions I made. I can't change what I did to get us to this point. That was not the most best place in the world to be at that time. He said, but what I can do is make sure that I write my course and I run towards heaven. Amen. And I also want to remind you that when David and his men were working as hard as they knew how to work, they were working for a king, a Philistine king. And the king said, David, you're not welcome to go with us into this battle. And David stopped right before. This was right at the time of him going to Ziklag, amen. But David stopped and he said, King, have I not done everything that you could ask me to do? And the king said, David, you have been like an angel sent from the Lord. But even though you've done that, David, you're not getting this opportunity. And I want you to know that sometimes we are on the journey doing everything we know to do, and sometimes we get discouraged. Just like David, we didn't hear the answer we were looking for. Things didn't go exactly the way we wanted them to go. And here King David himself was returning to Ziklag, hurt, broken, disappointed that things didn't work out. And when he got home, it got worse. His family was gone, amen? But in the middle of that, thank God that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And he went before the Lord and he asked the Lord, Lord, shall I pursue? See, I want you to know that sometimes as a Christian, you're going to come up against battles. You're going to come up against moments. You're going to come up against disappointments. And you're going to come up against battles that might put you in a place where you think, Lord, what more do I need to do? And what am I doing here? What? And if you will encourage yourself and remember that God's the one who brought you so far on this journey, you will hear him say, not only are you going to pursue, but you're going to overtake, and you are going to recover all. Amen. And I'm telling you today that many of us have had some battles here over this last year or two. Many of us have went through difficult moments and have questioned and asked ourselves, what more do I need to do, God? And what I'm going to tell you is stay the course. Keep your feet on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ and keep moving forward, because whether you know it or not, the Lord is calling you to pursue, to overtake, and to recover all. Amen? Woo! I want you to know that your faith is enough today. Say it with me. Say, my faith is enough. I want you to know something. There is not anything lacking from who you are, from your prayers, from your fastings, from your faith. There's nothing lacking from who you are to bring to pass what is needed for this time that we live in. God has chosen you to be on your journey of life during this season with everything happening, because his faith is that you are going to stay the course. Amen? And I tell you what, as a result, he's going to pour out into your life and he's going to bless and he's going to bring to pass what belongs to each and every one of us. Amen. Our God is a good God and our God is with us today. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare your glory, God. We exalt you. We lift you up. And Father, on this Independence Day weekend, Father, not only do we celebrate what was done to establish this nation, God, but Father, we thank you for the journey. God, it's as it were, you took America from a mustard seed beginning to being the greatest nation that there is, God. And Father, you've taken us from our day of salvation God, to who we are and who we are becoming, Father. And Lord, I thank you that the word says that not only is greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world, but the word says that you who have begun a good thing in us, and salvation is the greatest thing that could ever be begun in our life, Father, our discovery of you. And Father, out of that, you're bringing us into places, God, that are great and powerful by your spirit and by your direction. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I'm reminded of one thing that I want to tell you. Sometimes the journey of faith gets difficult and we face challenges. But what I want to remind you was, you wouldn't even have the thoughts, the mindsets, the goals, the journey. It wouldn't even be in you if you weren't saved. Hallelujah. And sometimes we get disappointed and say, God, I don't see this happening. But the thing is, thank God that you're in a position to desire the things of God to come to pass in your life. Amen? Because there was a time before our mustard seed of faith was birthed where we didn't even have a clue on who we should be or where we should be expected to go in life. Amen? So praise the name of the Lord. I just want to thank you for being here. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Woo! And let's stay in the battle and stay in the journey. Amen? I'll be here to pray with each and every one of you. And God bless you and have a good finish to your holiday week. Amen.